Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 once again touched a level mid-session that would have marked a new bull market if it closed there, but it ended the day down 17 points. The Nasdaq finished down 172 points, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 92 points to close at 33,665. Amazon shares fell 4.25%. We report exclusively that the company is planning to launch an advertising-supported tier of its Prime Video streaming service, according to people familiar with the situation. Coinbase shares closed up 3.2%, a day after the Securities and Exchange Commission announced it is suing the crypto firm, alleging that it violated rules that require it to register as an exchange. Also, Cathie Wood's flagship ARK Innovation ETF added over 329,000 Coinbase shares, worth roughly $17 million. Shares of Visa fell 1.3%, and MasterCard was down 2.3%, after we reported that lawmakers plan to reintroduce proposed legislation that would give merchants the power to process many credit cards over different networks. And Tesla shares closed up 1.5%, its ninth consecutive day finishing in positive territory, and its longest winning streak since January 2021. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.